Okay. Hey guys, welcome to episode 5.
We always do this.
Of the show. Hey, everybody. Yeah, it's 5, right?
Yeah, it's last 5. Last week
what
was 4.
What are you talking about? It's 11:48.
No, it's 5.
No, not the time, dick face.
Welcome to the Show Notes Show.
What's up, everybody?
Yep, and this is Twitch.
Hola, que pasa, es Ricardo.
No, it's dick.
Start dancing, James.
So who are you, fat ass?
I don't need an introduction. It's Michael.
Alright, he's fat. And I am Jimmy.
Okay, so what happened? What has happened in the past forever times?
James, I have to apologize because I completely forgot about her.
He did it too fast. Yeah. I was waiting for the also known as Twitch part.
Yeah. Don't worry. That's going to be an ongoing thing, is I'm always going to start the recording before anyone realizes I'm recording.
No, I was waiting.
Can we go back to the part where where James knows what dick tastes like? Just for a split second.
Yeah, James.
That was pre-show talk, dude.
James knows what dick tastes like. As experienced through, like, milk and Twizzler.
Yeah. Exactly what he's eating right now. It's disgusting.
I don't even know why I threw in a second one.
What? Does it at least taste like strawberry milk?
No, I'll tell you what it tastes like.
Dick?
It tastes like milk through a Twizzler.
That is the most blanket thing I've ever
heard. Like salty coins and milk?
Oh,
dude.
God.
Ricky, straight up salty coins, dude.
Anyway,
how can that even be entertaining?
We're here to talk about video games.
All right.
And stuff.
First on the list.
Yeah. First on the show notes.
Shall we start with Injustice?
The thing that we could all talk about.
Yeah, that way we can talk about.
We all finally have a topic in which we can share. Injustice. Gods Among Us. First impressions, everybody, Ricky, tell.
Okay. Yeah, who wants to start?
I've never...
And then it can turn into this conversation.
I'll start first since I barely played a little bit.
Why don't we just
it?
Snowball this?
Yeah, but...
Well, that's why I have the littlest and then you
why don't we just, like, not let my...
But, no, like, I think you should start because you've played it the least, but you've also played the most Mortal Kombat.
This is true.
Well, you want to make compare a little bit?
No, just talk about Injustice.
Injustice is cool. I like that. I like that shit. Look, it's
what about you? I mean...
What about me that I like Injustice?
Nothing. Now, what did you like about it?
That it's not as gay as Mortal Kombat vs. DC or...
Oh,
like,
hell no.
It's violent, but, like, just, you know, it's good enough.
I like something similar to that. I like that it's not as gay as Mortal Kombat.
Dude, that's not even something funny to say.
DC characters.
With different skins and less, like,
really? Less fucking
and a different...
That's bullshit.
I felt like a world of difference, though.
There's a different, way different
that's why I wasn't, when I was playing it, I wasn't comparing it to Mortal Kombat. I was comparing it, well, like, as anybody else would, like, to any fighting game in general that I played. Like, I played a little bit of Tekken Tag.
TTT.
What else?
I don't know, dude.
Well, MVC3 was my previous favorite fighting game, and then I discovered Green Arrow. And then, Mortal Kombat, well, I mean, I'll play Mortal Kombat.
Just not with Michael.
Just don't enjoy it much, because I can't just spam that gun thing with Striker, and that's the only move I ever use.
You can play
so you just didn't like, well, you liked it, because it wasn't Mortal Kombat.
No, it's not that. I just like the feel. I especially love the fact that it disappointed me in a way that I love when games do that.
What?
Yeah, because like, I told it. You, I was looking at Injustice going, this game is bland. This is just going to be another fucking, like, okay, let's just fucking make some cheap money.
God damn it.
Let's just make some...
Visual gags don't work on radio.
We're on the radio?
What was I saying?
Oh yeah, that Injustice seemed cheap.
I went in going to, like, not thinking it was going to be, like, a really shitty game, but it was just going to be a disappointing just a meh game. No, I wasn't even going to be disappointed because I wasn't looking forward to it at all. So, I really love that it let me down by showing me that, hey, this game is really cool.
Wait, it lets you down?
Yeah, it let me down because I was expecting
you.
It to suck.
doesn't that mean you were surprised by the game?
It shattered his, like, pessimism for the game.
Okay.
Yeah, like...
Like, were you disappointed that you can't call it a piece of shit?
He was disappointed that he wasn't.
No, I'm really glad that I can't call it a piece of shit game.
Okay. I'm pretty sure let down isn't,
so you're disappointed in the most positive way.
Mm-hmm. Also, I'm looking at this picture right now, and I'm really happy.
All right. Twitch.
Yeah.
What did you like about it?
What did I like about it? I like that it felt... I don't know. It feels a little bit more like the fighting games I enjoy. Like, I can't...
We had just been playing Blaze Blue, too, before we started Injustice.
Yeah, and that's the thing, like, I really love fighting games, but I can't, even at this point, like, go back to old Mortal Kombat games or the recent ones. They've always just felt, like, super stiff to me, and I feel like, more than anything, Mortal Kombat games are sort of like, you push buttons to activate animations.
That's essentially what they are.
That's how they've been,
The first of these were like golden.
Well, exactly.
And then the third one they implemented.
And when the MK trilogy came out on like Xbox Live, I played some of that and like...
Just didn't forget.
It all dawned on me like, oh, I like never liked Mortal Kombat.
Why? Why did I do this?
I don't know. Maybe because I spent like a lot of being little playing a shit ton of Street Fighter 2.
I don't like how Street Fighter feels compared to other fighters.
I love the way Street Fighter feels
like too slow.
Oh.
I love the way Street Fighter feels only because...
Okay, we're not talking about Street Fighter!
No.
Yeah, but it's fair to bring up.
I've never played Street Fighter like by myself. I only play like with you guys and stuff.
Well, I mean, you do have old percent of them, Michael.
There's proof that you played it.
Shut up. It's proof that you guys play it. Anyways, like I was saying, I never played it like of my own, like, because I want to play it. Because it's just not interesting. Like, none of the characters are, like...
Really attention.
Except and, Kuma or...
And I feel the exact opposite. Like, that's how I see Mortal Kombat is, like... These characters are all meant to be, like, visually interesting and, like... They all look shocking and they do things, but, like... I feel like there's...
I hope they do things.
Well, but, like...
Hoping I'm just sitting on ass.
But, like, I feel like...
Shooting
they're... For me, it's way easier to look at Mortal Kombat and be like, oh, Scorpion is the guy with the spear, and then Liu Kang does bicycle kicks. Whereas, like, but probably because I played so much Street Fighter to the point where I'm like, okay, so, like, this game is all about matchups and about, like, frames of animation.
The way I see it is because if you played one, like, because they were both around the same time, right? And, like, if people grew up with one, that's the one they stuck to. It's hard for them to go back. Because, I mean, I've talked to Alex, he grew up with Street Fighter, and he can't get into Mortal Kombat. Okay. I grew up with Mortal Kombat, I can't get into Street Fighter.
Yeah, same thing.
And that's how it's pretty
Mortal
much...
Kombat, I can't get into Street Fighter, like, I just...
I grew up with Mortal Kombat, too. I never played... Well, I didn't play 1, 2, or 3, like, until I got it on my PSP. But then there was Armageddon and Deception, which I spent a lot of time on. And then I started playing Street Fighter 4 when I went and bought it with GameStop was having that deal, like that special thing. I went and I got it, and then I started playing it, and I was like, oh my god, I'd much rather be playing this than play fucking Mortal Kombat Deception or Armageddon. Then again, those were not so much outdated, but they had been previous to Street Fighter 4.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I just liked the way Street Fighter 4 felt more. And then I went and bought another Street Fighter game. I forgot which one it is, though. And that one's still really cool. I play that one with John a lot.
That's weird. That's like the complete opposite of Firefield. Like, play I don't know. I guess it was the speed of Mortal Kombat. Like, Street Fighter feels too slow.
Oh,
like it's. But I guess I know
it's. I don't know. It's something
like,
about.
Like I said, we.
I feel like why I prefer certain games over the others is like the way inputs work. Like, to me, Street Fighter just makes sense in my head, because I'm linking together punches and kicks in a way that, like, well, this attack clearly links into this attack, because, like, my sprite is, like, defaulting back into this position where it can naturally flow into the next position. And I feel like...
Compared to Mortal Kombat, in Mortal Kombat, like,
you have moves mid-combo that are, like, animations that you have zero access to unless you get to that point in the combo.
That's how it's always been up until this Mortal Kombat 9. It's always been like branching combos.
Have you played it?
Like, oh yeah, you can't do those moves in between.
I got it.
Because You can't do those moves in between because they haven't been led up to.
Yeah, like, their system was never, like, you can make combos, but they're, like, you can make combos in Mortal Kombat 2 or 1, but they're, like, insanely hard to do because they're all about timing.
Yeah.
And, but, like, in this new one, they're easier to do. You can still, like, basically build your own combos, but they're easier to, not easier to perform, but they're easier to catch a grip, like, oh, this is how I can do it.
Yeah.
I just need to practice.
Well, that's how MK vs. DC was, like, combos were all about timing. It didn't matter. Like, you could mash buttons all you want in the correct combo, but in the end, it was all about timing.
Yeah. I think the thing that got most of us into Injustice, like, regardless of our previous either Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat,
I thought
it's just as fun. The way that, how easily you can figure out a character's, like I don't think, while we were playing, I don't think any one of us, like, opened up the command, like, the...
I did it.
No, I remember when I saw it, I was like, what is this? I just wanted to explore. I wasn't really opening it to see anything. This guy did.
I know. Well, I went in looking, like, oh my god, I can play as Bane. I'm gonna beat the shit out. And then I realized Bane wasn't for me, because he's a really slow, bulky, big... Like, okay, so yeah, I hit you once.
And pump and then just
I hit you once and there goes half your life, but it's really hard to get that one hit.
Yeah. Oh man, that's so satisfying.
He's kind of like Ares. Like, Ares is really slow, but I mean, if he hits you, and if he gets a combo going, like, that's it. You're pretty much, you might as well just, like, sit back.
Which
and
I did that to him once when I played against him as a, that was Bane. I think you were Bane. Raven. And then, like, the first thing he did was he just immediately kicked me into one of the background, like, little tower things when we were playing in, the, like, Hawk Place.
It was
Miss Gilliath? Miss Sim?
I have,
Isengard?
Like, almost zero knowledge of, like, really dense DC history, so.
Well, no, but I was just trying to tell you guys, like the map.
I remember what you're trying to say.
It was the one where I got kicked down the stairs, and then that thing fell on my head.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that shit got really out of hand, dude.
That was fucking terrible.
that was like one of the first matches we played, right?
And the
first match, first transition, first background interaction. It was really nice.
That's really cool that they did that. Like, I know Mortal Kombat did that a lot, too. The whole, like, interaction with the background.
Oh, dude, that happened so much in Mortal Kombat, Deadly Alliance Inception.
Oh, God, yeah.
Alliance, I played a lot of that.
Deadly Alliance,
in Deception, that one where, like, you would knock off the tower, and, like, it would knock off, then you, like, land on, like a section of the roof, like, on your neck, and it would break.
Yeah.
Like, not in your neck, but, like, the part of the roof would break, and then it would kick you off, like, at the end, and you'd just fall and explode.
I know that a bunch of the things that I liked about the environment and how interactive it was, like, with the characters... Like, not so much, I'm going to smash you through this wall, but I'm going to pick up this thing and just hit you on the head with it. But then there's, like, those really light characters that can't pick up heavy things. So they do, like, this really cool, like, avoid thing. Or they all have something to interact with it, but it's nice.
Most of them do just, like,
hop
off of it to get away real fast.
Yeah, it's
And then there's Harley Quinn, who just, like, plants bombs on them and then backs up and then you just explode.
I'm still confused as to how Harley Quinn works. Like, she reminds me... of, like, the Kirby of this game.
She's the most
because she's
Harley
a lot
Quinn
of
so
she's
the most
she's a lot of like getting
combat.
In and doing like a whole bunch of light little fast things, but also having ranged attacks, and she has her hammer.
You know what I really liked is that I'm pretty sure there was one point where I was doing this combo with her that like led me to be punching the other guy in the face while she was shooting the guns. Because I distinctly remember like hitting and then just going pah. And it was pretty cool because I could see the little flash at the end of the gun. That's pretty cool. Green Arrow is
you know what
still
is
my bro.
The thing about like the environment interaction with this game and like that's different from Mortal Kombat is because in Mortal Kombat, like once you knock somebody through things, you just have to watch them as they. Like, as they're taken through various objects. And this
you
one,
see
you
the
can
camera
float.
Pan.
Yeah, it pans into a way
and then
that
you
it just,
see your
it's
character
like,
land safely.
It's a nice cinematic way. Mm-hmm. In this one, you can literally chain moves off of things. Like, if you kick somebody into a statue in the background, when they're flying back into, like, the foreground, you can still keep your combo going.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I really like
that
about it.
I think that's why I'm liking Injustice a lot more than I like Mortal Kombat, is because I feel like this game is sort of pulling in more, like, core fighting game logic.
Oh, shit. I remember
yeah, you're not just standing
thinking.
There like, oh, okay, hold on. Let me just wait till you land and recuperate so I can go back in.
This morning I was going to wake up and after I got out of work, go Redbox Walking Dead so I can have time to walk. to like play with this?
To walk with it.
To yeah. walk with the dead?
To walk with the dead and play it.
No, those are
the new ones?
Yeah, the Survival Instinct.
There's a hidden cursor in the game.
I was thinking on another podcast.
No, we're not done with this yet.
Alright, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we do. I like talking about Injustice. We somehow went on a 10-minute tangent about other fighting games.
I mean, that's good. But
fighting
in
gym?
Okay. Let's see. What do we like most? Okay. Obvious favorite characters. Green Arrow. I love Green Arrow because of how fluid I could get it going without like having to look at the commands.
But I think a lot of that is just you really liking Oliver Queen.
Yeah, it might just be like character related.
No, because I played a lot of the other characters before I played Green Arrow, and then I really liked the Joker because I mean he reminds me a lot of the Joker from MK vs. DC he's not as fucking broken as that put her there, you know?
Counters every move.
Doesn't he have? Well, I never used him, but
his character power is a counter. But
his like, yeah, his power is a counter.
But you have to time it. It's because when I was playing Michael earlier today, that's the thing is I was just spamming it, and if you don't activate it at the right time, that's it. Like it falls apart. Compared to MK versus DC Joker, it doesn't matter. The instant he pulls it out to when he's pulling it back in, that it's still active throughout the whole thing.
But the circle button. How awesome is the circle button?
Character power button.
Yeah, that's really interesting the way that is.
They're all set up.
They
like,
all have their own different thing.
Obviously, it's unique. Cause it's different to each character.
But like about the circle button, Michael is there the same kind of logic to the way attacks are laid out in Mortal Kombat? Like, is there light, medium, heavy?
Yeah. There's light punches, there's low punches, high punches, low kicks, and high kicks.
Okay, yeah, that's the way it's set up.
And then this one is basically just punch, punch, kick.
Well, no, it's...
Unless you're Superman.
No, it's still light, medium, heavy, and then, like, character power.
You're special.
So, like, even the way, like functions are mapped out is completely different.
Okay, favorite character.
My favorite character? I don't know.
Yeah, this was all the
Green Arrow.
Yeah.
I played
a lot of people, but... Like, I can't say I have a favorite character yet because I'm...
You're flowing really good with Nightwing, dude.
I was going to say, not even Raven?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I'm the kind of person who will, like, not decide on a character I like until I've, like, literally sat down and spent 3 hours in a training mode with, like, a whole bunch of characters. But I really like Raven, Nightwing, and, like, I want to, like, one day be really competent with Bane because... He has
he's got great
satisfying
potential.
Moveset.
I mean, I don't want to say it's all about timing.
It is. Like, you saw, like, how many times I wanted to pull off that somersault kick?
Oh, you were just kind of throwing that out there, though. Just throwing yourself on your back. Just on the off chance that it would land.
Yeah, I mean, because Bane is one of those characters where, like, in my mind, the way I think he works right now is he sort of... will work best when you trap characters into, like, his attack and we're, like,
where
the other guy is
away.
Just sort of panicking, like, oh, I'm going to get fucking hit by this. It's stupid that I'm going to get hit by this, but it's coming. There's
where they're, where they're looking
right
for
now.
A way out rather than focusing on trying to combo you back when they're looking for their escape. Yeah. Oh, and according to Michael, this doesn't proceed in any certain comic timeline.
Yeah, it definitely
doesn't.
It's
simply its own, because remember we were talking about it last night? We were talking about whether or not it... Wait, was it last night or a couple nights ago?
It was last night.
When we were talking about whether it takes place after or before the New 52?
Oh,
yeah.
It definitely doesn't take place during either.
It's just you get those nice costumes.
James, favorite character?
I don't know. I really like them all. I mean, obviously I like Doomsday.
Am I the only
comic
one
version?
Favorite character?
I have a favorite character from what I play.
Michael, you can't pick Scorpion.
Oh, Scorpion's my favorite character. Dude, you know me.
I know, Sub-Zero.
Which means he obviously loves Killer Frost.
Frost was pretty cool to use.
Oh my god, fucking. No, but yeah. She was pretty cool to fight, even when I was fighting the AI when we were going through story mode.
See,
story mode is pretty cool too. The way the battles like
pan out,
flan, like
story mode in Mortal Kombat 9 is really cool.
Mm-hmm. That was actually entertaining.
I got through Johnny Cage's any Mortal Kombat
Johnny Cage's story mode and Strikers.
I mean, I didn't like.
I mean, structure-wise, it's cool.
Oh, you mean the ladder? Oh, yeah. No.
Deceptions was
the best conquest, I think.
I think Deadly Alliance, that whole Deadly Alliance, that whole mission-to-mission conquest, even though it was really bland and straightforward, do this, do that, combos after the other. I don't know, there was something about it that really grasped me.
Watching that little guy just, like, beam him.
Somehow he just got from cliff to cliff after training. I completed something. Like, if he was walking the entire time.
No, but that's why I love Deception so much, because I wasn't just watching a picture.
You got to, and there was going side quests.
You keep saying Deception, and the only game I can think of is Armageddon, so which one is Deception?
Deception was the one where you play as Shijinko.
Still have no idea. Deception's the one where it's where Raiden, Quan Chi, and Shang Tsung team up against Onaga. Not where everyone has, not where everyone's fighting each other for Armageddon.
Armageddon was one where everybody's trying
to
control the power blades.
I've never paid attention to the story in any fighting game ever.
So, like, Deception was the one.
Which one is it? With, like, Deadly Alliance and Armageddon, and then there's like
Deception is in the middle of both of them.
Okay.
It was Deadly Alliance, Deception, then Armageddon.
Okay.
Favorite character, Michael.
Cyborg. Cyborg was pretty badass.
Oh, he actually likes Cyborg.
I really wanted to be good with Cyborg, but I sucked.
He's so fast for a power character.
I kept assuming that, like, he had a long-range blast.
Oh, because of his...
No, he doesn't. Yeah. No, it's really close up.
Yeah.
I like him. He was pretty bad.
But he is really fast for somebody that's clearly a power character.
Yeah.
And the way that he's structured. But he's so fast.
Bane has his way of getting around.
But, like,
he's got that, like, charge tackle.
That thing where it fucking rams you over.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that shit.
Yeah, you can run across the map, but it covers a good bit of ground, and
it's totally
you're
scrambled.
Not open. Yeah. You're not open
like
to attack.
Blaze is
the roll thing.
Oh, John got so pissed because I would only use that against him.
And in Armageddon, Big Blaze had this really weird attack where he could just roll across the map, like across the stage, and you can't block it because. Because
like
how big
you can't move like you can't like oh I'm just gonna sidestep like with every move like the spear I can move this one because he was like that.
So he's a big ball character, so you can't sidestep it and you can't.
John got so pissed.
And you can't block
it
because how big he is.
I think why I'm so into Bane is because like my favorite characters in any fighting game or even like character action games like
Zangief.
Devil May Cry or God of War are like the. Are the characters who have attacks that actually let you get around, like via the attack?
Like fucking.
That's definitely how I felt during when my run through Devil May Cry. I definitely felt that moves weren't just a way of attacking; they're also a mode of transportation.
Yes,
which felt so
empowering.
It did. After a while, when you feel yourself not moving fast enough, if you start walking around with your moves. You just get places so much faster.
Yeah,
you talk about that a lot, and I was kind of looking back on like, man,
like that.
If they implement that in God of War, that would be freaking awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, because you have moves that elevate you, but like, looking back, I'm like,
and those are my favorite attacks, but like, they feel so pointless because you're so vulnerable in that animation,
which is why his favorite game is Bayonetta. Because there's that one move where she's spinning around on the floor, just shooting with all of her limbs.
Raiden breakdancing?
Oh my god! I'll get to that.
Okay, do we have anything else to say about Armageddon?
Armageddon?
About
Injustice. I can explain that the whole game.
What did you? Was there anything you didn't like about it? Because there was something you didn't like about it.
Oh, I'm still sort of let down by the character selection. I mean,
characters
in there make sense. Pool. But yeah, it feels really small, and I feel like there are way too many Batman reps. But at the same time, I'm being
characters.
A fucking hypocrite because I'm sad that the like current Red Hood's not in there, Jason Todd.
I'm really sad Alfred's not in there.
Like I would prefer Jason Todd to be in there instead of
Nightwing?
Slade.
You think so?
Yeah.
Slade?
Yeah. Slade. Deathstroke.
Deathstroke.
Ravage.
Slade.
Whatever you want to call
Dude,
him.
Dude, you watched Teen Titans.
Slade.
I know who fucking Slade is.
Whatever you want to call him. He's
that guy who became a skeleton.
He is the Ant-Man of that universe.
Yeah.
Choose a name.
I actually,
but yeah, like I feel like the characters were to work really similarly, so the more I think about it, the more I'm sort of convincing myself that the Red Hood can't be put in because he'd be too similar to like
It'd just be a mirrored Slade.
Yeah.
Essentially.
I asked James earlier when we were playing.
Stop doing that.
Why, like, because, you know, Raven and Nightwing are in it, right?
Yeah. Like, he asked the same question.
And I was like,
why, where's Beast Boy?
Where's Beast Boy?
That's exactly what I said. Same thing you said.
Where's Beast
that
Boy?
Beast Boy is like a tier 4 character.
Yeah. Where's Beast Boy and Starfire? Like, that would be fucking
Starfire,
awesome.
I'm like, pretty Starfire, I'm sure would be
in
DLC.
Before.
But Beast Boy.
Beast Boy.
I want the game.
I feel if they put Starfire in, she'd just be a mirror of
Superman.
No.
For some reason, I don't know. I think they. Put, I think she'd be, I think they give her, like, the glassness.
She'd be a flying Killer Frost.
She'd be Dark Phoenix from Marvel's Capcom 3. I don't know why, but I can.
I don't know. I think
like
she'd
that.
Be in the same class as Superman and Wonder Woman.
Superman, come on. Superman's in his.
I mean,
class.
Like not like damage or
Superman
the way that
is
they
speed and power.
Yeah, but like the fact that they're a floating character and a lot of their attacks
yeah, that's
are
what
like
I'm saying.
Physical
like,
strength.
Starfire.
Like, that's Starfire.
I don't think Starfire would be. I think that.
She'd
I mean,
be too. She'd be.
I think they'd make attacker. Her into a, like, just using her
a special attacker. Yeah.
Yeah. But Beast Boy, I really wish Beast Boy, I really hope he gets announced as DLC. And, like, he's not even Beast Boy, it's just a T-Rex.
See, that'd be cool. Like, Beast Boy is really interesting to
why not for,
in
like, in, why not for alternate costumes, just wondering. Different forms,
I don't remember it
instead of giving dozen.
Well, didn't you see something about Oracle?
Like, it lives on
That's what I saw on the mobile app. It said Oracle, but that was just for the in-app purchase.
Who
well,
else,
the in-app unlock.
Who else were we saying that would be awesome DLC?
Oh, we were Martian Manhunter.
Martian Manhunter is like almost a shoe-in for
this guy was
DLC.
Saying
I would really I'm a shoe-in.
Yep.
The hater of the year.
James was saying that Scarecrow was going to be in it because you could see him. In the
I didn't say he was
Scarecrow?
Going to be in it.
Said,
I said it
said,
would be nice if
you
he
said,
was
like,
in it.
There is already so many Batman characters in
there. There is.
Exactly. But you
which is why I would not... I would really
Batman.
Like to... I'd really like to see like how they would put Riddler in there. Riddler seems like a really cool enemy type, but I know they won't.
In what sense? What make,
because
what
it's actually really mysterious. Like, what would they do with him? I mean, yeah, he'd have his typical, like, okay, I have a cane, I'm going to hit you on the head with a cane kind of thing. But then I'd like to see what they do. Like, with Scarecrow, yeah, it'd be pretty...
What about Question?
Oh, that's fucking right. Rorschach would be awesome to have.
Girl Question or Boy Question?
I don't care.
No, the guy Question. Girl Question sucked dick.
Her name on Toya, dude? Don't
question
even talk
cool.
about her name on Toya.
If they put a Robin in, I hope it's Carrie Kelly.
I was gonna say, why do y'all think thinks that
if they put one in,
this Joker looks pretty horrible.
It'll be Damian Wayne.
That also be pretty cool.
I have not looked at that cover.
He will
look at that Joker. How does that Joker look any better than the one from Rocksteady?
How does that look any better than Heath Ledger?
Or Heath Ledger? Like, do you honestly agree
you
that
guys
that Joker
are obviously
looks good?
Missing the best Joker?
Yeah, it looks like
Jack
Joker.
Nicholson.
Jack.
It looks weird though. I would rather
the Joker always looks weird.
Yeah, but
dude,
like it looks too.
No, the only way
looks...
they could have made that Joker better is if they had made him the new 52 Joker.
Oh my god,
the new 52
like,
Joker is
straight
so
up the best Joker design in like forever.
His mask.
Is oh, exactly. Think about it this way: face. New Joker has a mask.
Oh yeah.
Whoa.
He does have a mask.
I think I've seen the.
Is it a
pictures.
Joker mask?
No.
That's literally his mask. It's just.
Yeah, like, face. He had his face cut off, and he wears it as a mask.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's the greatest mask of all time.
Oh, even Harley Quinn,
like,
starts to not love him so much as fear him. Oh, that. Oh.
But yeah, going back to Injustice as a video game.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think I'm pretty much.
I didn't. I don't like the combos are weird. You know,
combos are weak. And
that's just
the combos make more sense.
I got
me.
So used to like having like the list give me something and like
okay.
combine them with something like this.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do that. I've seen you can do that pretty fucking hardcore in this in Injustice. But I was like, I don't know, like. That was,
right?
I get the satisfaction of opening the menu to see the list.
What did I like? I don't know. I was even really happy with the storyline. The storyline's really interesting.
Oh, yeah, the storyline.
Story's good, man.
When you opened it up. I was going to be like, bet you didn't even say any of it. The whole time I was there, I didn't play a single bit of story.
But,
then
what
I remembered
what
you told
the,
me. Yeah.
What didn't I like?
Superman is God.
What didn't I like?
Fear him.
The Injustice League.
That I for some reason, I really thought they were going to make an appearance. Just all of the Injustice League. And then the game would just honestly, and then the game would just turn into Marvel.
Honestly, I can't think of something that I didn't like about
the game. Damn, dude. Really? Don't even go that far. That shit's dope.
I mean, yeah, the characters were... There wasn't enough, but the way I see it, it just leaves a lot more hope and room for DLC.
For who can come in.
The things going on in the back, I thought that was really satisfying. Harley Quinn jiggling.
We were just talking about this, Twitch.
Yeah, we talked about it at the hospital. Like, he was saying, like, if he bought the figure, like, he would barely touch it, and, like, it would jiggle out, but if he shook it, nothing. It'd be, like, stone in his hand or something. I was like, damn.
I really like that I could just press square every now and again with Superman and do a ton of damage.
Combined with his character power, he is unstoppable.
I never touched his character power. If I did, I don't remember.
It's when he... Well, instead of actually making it so that he flies the sun and back, he just...
No, because...
It's the power of the sun unleashed.
Oh, yeah. When it just turns red?
He starts glowing. If you combine that with his super, that's it.
Your
opponent's done.
All I was doing was just, like, flying at my opponent, pressing square, and just going...
Well, he is that kind of character. I'm trying to think of, like, a suitable...
What if Darkseid is in the game?
No. That'd be cool. I don't think they'll put
him in. God, I can never remember this fucking villain's name, but the Superman's tech villain.
Lex Luthor.
No, the Matt...
Brainiac.
Brainiac.
Oh, yeah, Brainiac would be a pretty cool...
Oh, hell yeah, he'd be a pretty cool DLC
You
character.
Know who... I, like, knowing NetherRealm's, like, sense of humor... I feel like Static Shock has to be DLC.
Oh, dude, Static Shock would be the shit.
Just, like, reaching out there to the far... Is Static Shock still, like, a...
Relevant
DC character?
No, not really.
I think he's...
Like, he had a comic run, like, a legit
Yeah, he did, and then
run.
He had his own TV
and,
show.
And he was TV part show. Of the...
That show was pretty cool.
He was introduced as part of the New 52.
Really?
Yeah.
And then...
he's just sort of background.
So he's just noise?
Yeah. I hope they start pulling in characters from Earth, too.
Static Shock's pretty cool.
It'd be interesting to see who they throw into the mix. I mean, I like that they didn't put in just generic characters, like big-name characters. Obviously, if they're in Aquaman and Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman.
Gary Keller.
When we're fighting, James was like, George was like, oh, Aquaman, and James was like, dude, he's not worth this. Like, he had to jump his defense. I was like, alright, I've seen the trailers. I know he's not. He actually looked cool. They made him look pretty bad.
Dude, Aquaman's pretty cool.
He doesn't just talk
Aquaman
to fish
Aquaman as
this.
A character is, like, not that useless anymore. The New 52 has sort of, like, given relevance to Aquaman.
He's more badass than that one. Like,
yeah.
That's cool.
He's not just a dude that talks to fish.
He's finally like,
the king of Atlantis anymore.
I still think they should have just taken him out and put Namor in. They should have broken that boundary and just.
Who
are
you playing as? Or you just kept on yelling Wolverine? Catwoman?
Catwoman is Wolverine.
Catwoman was cool.
Catwoman is pretty Wolverine. Like, I'm pretty sure she has a dive kick.
I was playing against her today, and because there's a mode called Battle, where you just take on a series of enemies with special conditions. And oh my god, she is Wolverine! That fucking speed combined with the combos, and then you're stuck in the corner. That's it. You can say goodbye to life.
Oh, what's that? You're a ranged character. Let me just bust out my tail real quick.
Wasn't even that dude. The computer version of her never used the tail once. She strictly clubs. And I was trying to do the same thing that we're doing to characters with that big jet piece and just keep hitting them. Computers get smart. She didn't just keep walking into it. Eventually when I did it, she ducked under it, and right when I landed, combo on me.
But Injustice, really cool.
Yeah, in fact, I think I know a pretty good way to, like, wrap up Injustice. Jimmy, you would recommend someone buy Injustice if?
They enjoy games.
Oh, okay. That's pretty general, like, this is a good game. Like, would you recommend someone buy Injustice?
Good.
Yeah.
If they like Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
That's a really solid like recommendation.
If you like this one,
you want to give me. You want me to give relevance to why they should buy it?
No, like if someone was like, Injustice is a new game that came out, you would be like, you should buy it if you like games in general.
My first question,
if you like, then you'd probably like this game.
My first thing I would ask them was, did you like MVC 3? And then we'd be like, of course. I'd be like, don't, just stay away from Injustice.
No, I'd be like, did you like MVC 3? And then, okay, because Dead Space 2 sucks. Get out of here, kid. What?
Get the fuck out of here. I wouldn't recommend this game to anyone who liked MVC 3. I wouldn't.
For what reason?
What? No, that's not fair. I really liked MVC 3. And like, I would recommend this game to myself.
Yeah, but you like games.
Yeah.
But he says he was impartial to fighting.
I don't know. I get that feeling. Like, if somebody who, like, really, 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 really enjoyed, like, if I'm pretty sure if John started playing Injustice,
he would enjoy it. He would enjoy it. I know John.
Yeah. He liked
John.
Yeah. Like, John's, I think that's the biggest people... thing. Like, for me in this game, if you're really into like the core fighting, like seeing like. If you're somebody who enjoys watching EVO every year, and all of those Capcom fighting games, and like, this is way closer to that than like NetherRealms has ever tried to do before.
I like what direction NetherRealm went with this.
And in fact, like,
it wasn't just your typical.
I'm wondering if like they would just sort of create these side games as like we can make these different kinds of fighting games and then return to Mortal Kombat, or if Mortal Kombat is gonna like change, like, and this is sort of a learning experience for the next one,
sort of the new base to start up, not start off a new generation.
They hit some snags with like what game is those like. Actually, I don't think of any more bad Mortal Kombat. Well,
everything.
Sub-Zero Mythologies and Special Forces. Is the Xbox Live sale still on?
I don't know.
Nah. If it is, everybody, since this is coming out in a week, might be over. But MK 1, 2, and 3,
we're on sale for
$5.
$5?
$5 for 3.
Not anymore, because they were, but not anymore. They're back to 800 Microsoft or whatever. Because Sammy was telling me about it. Like, they just went back.
Okay.
Then you should have bought them. Too bad.
Yeah, I was in the middle of something too. Like, all the Serious Sam games were on sale for half.
Serious Sam was on sale for Steam for what was it?
Like, it was change. Like,
yeah, it was chump change for three games and the DLC that was included with it.
Yeah.
All right.
And talking about, like, me enjoying games where, like, movesets get you around, the reason why I haven't been playing much else other than Injustice lately is because I fell down the very delicious hole that is Guacamelee.
Guac. I want to buy it.
The guac.
Yeah.
He has it.
I think I'm gonna get a card and just.
I've seen gameplay of it. Not only from you, but just because I've been watching other streams.
Yeah. I saw that you included.
Twitch. I've been listening to you talk about Guacamelee for like the past.
It is a very flavorful, colorful game.
I have no idea what that game is.
Okay.
Every time I'm like, okay, so it's game Metroid. Is, I end up
it's
just like
Metroid in Spanish.
This game is like traditional like, Metroid. Like no, the, this game is traditional Metroid at its base.
Like the
old 2D, think Metroid like Fusion. Kind of
to even how you gain power-ups.
Yeah.
By like crouching in a little fucking
You just break a Chuzu statue.
Yeah, you break Chuzu
statue. And then Goatman gets mad at you for breaking it.
But yeah, it's a 2D platformer that is like a really big open world separated off into areas, and you gain access to different areas by like finding power-ups that let you do things that you weren't able to do before. So one of the first power-ups you get is an uppercut, which is technically like a second jump. And then that lets you break red blocks and like have a new attack to use in combat and have this extra tool to get around. This is really cool.
What breaks the green ones?
What breaks green blocks is like a body slam. And then you unlock
You unlock the Superman.
Yeah, you unlock a Superman style attack towards the very end of the game where you jump onto a wall and latch on, and then you could do this jump off of it that's just like a Superman leap in a straight line across until you connect with something far. Else.
Yeah. It does have range on it, but the fact that it covers so much ground is enough.
Yeah. Like, my favorite thing about this game is that every time you unlock something, it's a way to get around the world, and it's something that you can work into combat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So it benefits both.
Yeah, like, everything is an attack that has, like, a practical platforming use. And the game looks pretty cool, too. It's strictly, like, two-dimensional. Yeah, it's
gorgeous, man.
Well, I wouldn't call it gorgeous, because it's...
It's straight up
colorful. Very simple looking and very colorful. Like the game at its core is a really simple and like brightly animated and characterized like Day of the Dead skull. And they told a bunch of animators to like build an entire world around it. So you have these like super disproportionate characters. And, like the luchador has this giant upper body and like tiny little legs.
Where's what happened to Liberty? No, it's like a Outland, basically, kind of.
There's a lot of Outland in here. You get the ability to jump between the world of the living and the world of the dead
when you choose to.
I like that in Outland.
And not only that, but sick. Enemies use that also in combat. Some enemies you can only kill in the world of the living, and some enemies you can only kill in the world of the dead.
Yeah, well, when you're in the world of the dead, some enemies you'll only be able to see as like white silhouettes. And so you need to, like, flip over to the world of the living to actually attack them. And then when you're in the world of the living, enemies will appear only as shadows, and you could only attack them. And they sort of mix it up even more, because enemies start spawning with shields. Some of them have combo-based shields, which is just, like, multiple layers of a simple white shield, and each time you hit them... a layer breaks off, but as soon as the combo ends and you give them enough idle time, all layers will come back up. And then there are other enemies whose shield is a specific color, and you use the attack correlating with that color to break the shield.
So, like, whereas Outland had just two, red and blue, this one has, like, four? Basically, or...
Well, no, the red and blue, like, it's really different from Outland. Like, it's not like you'll be switching back and forth to avoid kinds of damage. It's more or less enemies will only be affected by certain attacks. Mm-hmm. You don't really do much to change your physical state.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's a really cool platformer. And, like, for a platformer, the combat is really fun. There's a lot to get into.
People would just tell them, hey, would you buy this game?
Oh, yes. I would recommend to anyone buy this game, but because, like, it is my favorite type of game.
But what if someone's like, I don't know, Metroid? What if someone was iffy about it? What would you recommend, like, besides Metroid? Is there any other game you could, like...
Sure, like, any of the, like, post-Super Nintendo Castlevania games, or, like, any of the... Mega Man Zero, I think, games were a lot like this style. Mm-hmm. Like, the Mega Man games that were less level-based and more, like, clearing an area to get an ability and then moving
to
on
go to the next, into the next area.
Yeah. Let's see. There were a lot of other games that were like this. Off the top of my head, I know that Darksiders was like a 3D version of this game. And... No, if you like 2D platforming games, then it would be really easy to get into. Mm. And if you like beat-em-ups, it's really easy to get into. If you have a Vita, fucking buy this game. And...
Well, could you buy it on the PS3 and then it's cross-buy, right?
Yeah, and it's the good kind of cross-buy. It doesn't matter which version of the game you buy. They're both the same price and you get both versions.
It isn't like PlayStation All-Stars where you buy the PS Vita and that's it, you just get that one.
Yeah. No, in fact, both versions of the game are the exact same game. So, what I've been doing a lot is every time I'm done playing on one system, upload my save and then download it on the other system. And I was doing this really cool thing the other day where I played, like, the largest chunk. I probably cleared, like, almost the entire game by using my Vita as a controller and, like, doing the, like, cross-controller thing where the game on screen was, like, the full game, but the way it was taking advantage of using the Vita as a controller, is that like a live action screen was always there. I mean, a live action map was always on screen.
Oh, okay.
So instead of having the Wii U. Yeah. It was a lot like the way the Wii U controller works. So instead of having to like constantly hit select and then go into the map, I would just be looking down like, okay, I'm here and I want to get there. Like, there was never any of that distraction.
Oh, that would have been so perfect in Metroid games.
That's why I'm so excited about a Metroid game on the Wii U. Or a real Metroid game on the Wii U.
I just want another 2D one. Like, in the light of Fusion, Super Metroid, and Zero Mission. Mm-hmm. Call it Metroid Assimilation or some shit. Something
Super cool. Fusion.
Dude, don't even joke like that, man. That game was scary as fuck.
Super Fusion?
Yes. Imagine that suit, like 10 times bigger.
Yeah. Well, like, in use...
And it tortures you?
Either next week or in the span of these next couple weeks, there's going to be an update on the Wii U that puts a whole bunch of old-school games on the Virtual Shop. So, as soon as Super Metroid comes out, which is confirmed to be, like, a launch game on the Virtual Console, I'm playing the fuck out of that game again.
Well, like, was it this morning they announced a bunch of 3DS games?
Yeah.
Yoshi's Island, well, not, like, announced it, but, like, they showed it off. Yoshi's Island, the new, Mario and Luigi Dream Team. Oh, what John excited about?
Oh, fucking Dream Team is gonna be awesome.
And you should have played Bowser's Inside
Story. I really should have taken the time out of my day to play Bowser's Inside Story.
You didn't? I can live too.
Fuck you.
He's gonna lose it.
I didn't lose Skyrim or Bowser's Inside Story.
You did not know where Skyrim was. You were lucky Twitch found that. Otherwise,
did I lose it?
Otherwise, you would have been like,
did I lose it?
What if, I know where it is. Thank you, Twitch.
What if Twitch took it to cause a rift in you guys' relationship?
It would.
It did. It's a good game.
What I'm going to be pissed off.
He looks like
I'm going to be pissed off at Ricky for the game I was most looking forward to in life.
Dude, but you were
us. Shit.
I thought that was that Book of Shadows or Shattered something?
No, Shattered Memories.
Shattered Memories.
No, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, but I was...
No, he was not looking at Skyrim for the, like, as his most anticipated game of all time.
Once I played Oblivion, I was like, they're going to expand this. They're going to make this go places.
This
company's Bethesda?
They're going places.
This up-and-coming company, Bethesda, with the Elder Scrolls 4, is going places.
New Vegas.
But this company, it might need a Kickstarter for it. It'll work.
06?
Oblivion?
It was 06.
It was a launch Xbox game, right?
Yeah.
06?
Yeah.
It was 06.
Then no.
They're going places. They're definitely going places.
But yeah, I mean, going back to those 3DS games that were announced this morning, the one I am easily the most excited about is the new Link to the Past game.
Yeah.
Oh my god. But I'm super excited about... I don't know. I stopped caring when I found out Link to the Past.
Because I was reading there's a new Wario game too.
Oh yeah, Game & Wario.
Game & Wario, which is like...
What?
WarioWare games are fucking awesome. And
Is that what Game & Wario is gonna be?
I'm pretty sure.
Or is it gonna just be Game & Watch games with Wario as
the main character? No, I'm pretty sure. I think Game & Wario is gonna be like a sort of like a cross between the two, where it's a whole bunch of WarioWare style games, but like maybe fleshed out to be a little longer instead of just 5 seconds each.
Yeah. That's gonna be awesome, dude. I'm gonna be so happy.
What's the story behind this guy that I'm looking his nose hair out of?
What's the story behind me rolling all this toilet paper out?
Yeah, what's the story behind me drawing this little guy's line?
Some asshole walking into the bathroom and going, duh! slapping toilet paper roll until all of it's on the floor. Well, now you don't want to use it because it's all covered in piss.
While we're on the, for some reason, topic of Bethesda, I want to either give him a big fuck you or a big hug.
For teasing everyone.
Yes, for teasing everyone and not telling you what the teaser's for.
Well, that's sort of the point of a teaser.
No, because you should...
No, like, I feel like that's teasers done right instead of, like,
making it obvious what it is.
This is a really close-up of the logo of the thing you really know what it is.
Wait, here's the next teaser for Call of Duty. Let's see if you know what it is.
Just like next November, graphics, guns,
horses,
donkeys.
Adam, like, this is another
quadruped.
What
is this?
Oh man!
Well, anything you can imagine, we have designed and rendered it in our new engine.
Just bovines in general,
huh?
The platypus.
The platypus is
the
in
platypi.
Our game. Bosses for the first time ever in Call of Duty.
Bosses for the first time ever?
Bosses have been in Call of Duty. Didn't you play the end of 2? Boss fight.
The
end of 2, what? Did you refer to Call of War? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When you take the knife out of your chest and spin the blade.
Because the end of the boss at the end of all the other Call of Duty games, like Call of Duty 1, 2, and 3, was Hitler.
And,
I know I passed 2, but I can't remember how it ended.
What was that one? That came
I wish those games came out
after the first Modern Warfare? Or was like it before? The
World at War?
World at War.
Wow.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know fucking...
Dude, actually...
I've gotten lost in the Call of Duty timeline.
When I was throwing Molotovs at
the
singular people.
Look at it.
No,
look
just
at
like...
It as a timeline?
No, the sequence of games that have come out.
One, two including 2 and Big Red 1. Hmm. 3, and then Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Modern Warfare.
And then World at War, Modern Warfare 2, Modern Warfare 3.
No.
Black Ops, Black Modern Warfare 3.
Black Ops.
And then Blops 2, and then Blops 2 Part 3, and then Call of Duty No Russian.
All of that shit actually seems like it could be another game.
Blops
yeah, you
2 lost me.
Blops 2 Part 3, and then Call of Duty
No Russian.
Like, you can only play 2/3 of Black Ops 2. You have to buy the third part. They were done making it.
I was gonna be like, "That's fucking gay. Is that real?"
It's the most homosexual game in the history of the world.
And then
there's all the zombies, which
I like. Twitch was saying, "World at War was the best."
What? I wasn't saying that at all.
You didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Don't be.
My favorite Call of Duty game is Modern Warfare 2, but that's only because.
Did you play the multiplayer? Did
yeah.
You have fun with that shit? The broken multiplayer? That was
well, you can always have fun with that. If you're not trying hard.
No, you can't. You can't even start complaining about the multiplayer in Modern Warfare 2, because if you go back to a Modern Warfare lobby right now,
it's like, all hacked.
Everything is hacked.
So it makes it so much better.
Yeah.
You can have Sky games.
Yeah,
or
I mean,
you're just jumping across maps shooting, hoping to get
base
something.
Level Call of Duty isn't fucking like SOCOM or Counter-Strike. Like, I'm never gonna get good enough at any shooter to like competitively approach it. So sure, this is crazy.
I was like,
why not?
What else? What else? What else? What else? What else?
Oh, I know what I want to talk about.
Right, what do you want to do?
Well,
are we just finished? So we finished up on Guacamelee?
Oh,
Guacamelee?
Yeah.
Because
out of Guacamelee, I was going to transition to another game that is very similar and scratching this itch of something I'm really, really excited for.
Okay, what?
Because,
transition.
Yep. Because even though Link to the Past was announced and I should be like super excited for that game, there's still a whole bunch of little things that are keeping me from like really loving it. Like what, James? You want to talk?
They should remake Wind Waker.
Maybe update the engine.
I've already paid for that game.
It's just going to be the W's upside down, so it's the Mind Maker.
The Mind Waker.
It's going to be like, it's going to have the same promotion as Modern Warfare 3, where it's going to be like the Wind Waker, and then it's going to flip. First W upside down, and it's just going to say the Mind Waker.
I think everybody that I talked to said that was the best part of that trailer.
That was
like,
the best
part. When you see the World War 3, and then it turns like tomorrow. I was like,
I don't want this game for any other reason. Just like, let's see that.
I don't even give a fuck what's going to happen.
I didn't even buy it.
I think Saints Row did that better in their Modern Warfare trailer. Also, Saints Row the Third had
a Modern Warfare
trailer.
Really?
Yeah. There is a trailer for Saints Row the Third that is just straight up marketing the game as Call of Duty. Like, and then like the World War III things flipped and then becomes fucked halfway through and then comes up to Saints Row the Third.
Damn, I didn't see that.
They're funny.
Watch this
so
shit.
So good. And, like, at the end where it's a whole bunch of waveforms going over, like, the initials, it's, like, all blaze in purple, and the auto-tuned pimp is talking over it instead of Captain Price.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Yep. But no, the one game, the one handheld game that got announced recently that I'm super excited for is the new Batman game that's coming out. No, and even then, it's the tertiary Batman game that's coming out, because it's gonna be the first game that Armature Studios puts out, and Armature Studios is the most important people from Retro that worked on the Metroid Prime series. And what Batman Arkham Origins Blackgate is it's this game that's gonna come out for the Vita and the 3DS at the end of the year, and it's so far been described as essentially a Super Metroid style game.
With Batman.
Yeah.
Okay, Batman. I didn't know that, but you just blew my mind.
Yeah.
God, now I want a 3DS.
Both Origins are coming out on the same day.
Yeah, both of those games are coming out on the same day.
I'm gonna ask Jonathan to them as 3DS.
Just so you can play Blackgate.
Yeah, because Jonathan doesn't play anymore. He doesn't get games to play anymore.
I'm really excited about that game, but I'm...
He never had any games to play.
I'm fucking super excited about anything that comes out of those people now.
You're making fun of him.
Which kind of sucks, because there is that big article. Which one? Huh? Well, like, right before Armature announced that they were working on this handheld Batman game, there was a super long article online about how, for the past few years, they were working on a Mega Man game in the style of Metroid Prime.
I forgot the name.
It was called Mega Man Dark or something like that.
Was it the one I'm thinking about where it's like he's like a cyborg or some shit and he has like he's holding the glass?
Yeah.
Out? Yeah, it was called the. Keep talking, I'll remember the name.
You must like synonyms because you're like annoying.
Hey.
Continue.
But no, the game.
Shut up.
I have no idea what would have, like, happened if that game came out, but the premise seemed really cool. It was...
Michael wants to talk.
Okay.
Maverick Hunter. I think that was it. That was the name.
Something like that. Yeah. That sounds right.
And I saw some gameplay. That looked pretty cool. No,
it was supposed to be a straight-up shooter Mega Man style.
Not even.
It looked cool.
Yeah, dude. It's... But then again, I feel, like, really obligated to say it didn't look like a shooter, because... What pisses me off the most is people who call Metroid Prime a first-person shooter, and it's very clearly not that. Like, you just need to play the game for, like, at least the first couple boss fights to realize, this isn't a shooter, it is literally just Super Metroid, but, like, built out into a 3D world with a first-person camera. And, like, if Mega Man had taken that transition just as smart, it would have been really interesting to see.
That game, if they hadn't canceled it, would have been... That probably would have sold gangbusters.
Well, or people would have looked at it and been like, this looks really stupid. Because people who like Mega Man would look at it and be like, this is a first-person shooter. And, like, discard it the way a lot of Metroid fans discard Metroid Prime. And then you get the people who really like shooters and you're like, what is this? This is stupid. Like, because it would probably control really weird, because that was, like, a staple through the Metroid Prime games, is in order to, like, make that design and the sort of Metroid world make sense, the game controls intentionally kind of weird. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
How long ago was this? Like, they said that, like, because it barely surfaced, like...
Yeah, it barely surfaced. It was canceled, but they had been... it was canceled when Inafune left Capcom, which was, like, a year or two ago.
Like, you think that, like, it would have done good back then, if it came out back then?
If it came, well... Because
if it came out
It
now,
wasn't
like,
done back then.
Well, like, it's all like but, like, footage. Hypothetically, like, if it was finished and it came out then, whatever, you think it would have done good? I think it probably would have. Not right now. Like, it's because just more shooters are just saturating the market right now.
That seems to be a
point
very...
No, I just went like this.
Oh, it's like the Walking Dead Survival Instinct game.
It's that just game, a very...
I don't know why you've been like forcing yourself to play these really bad right games lately.
I mean, I don't know, dude. It's just the thing that we have to do. Like, it's for the people.
It seems that if a game's not a shooter, it's not going to capture the attention.
I'm not going to make the mistake of buying it.
the people that they're trying to get it to. Seems like developers are making them are making shooters more now because that seems to be selling more.
Yeah, which is kind of bad.
Which is what they did with this with Survival Instinct. I haven't played any of it, but I know they only made it to make a quick buck.
Yeah,
that was all they did was like let's put this game out there. It's got The Walking Dead on it. It's got Daryl on it. Yeah, because
oh god, you are Daryl.
It's got Daryl in it. It's got The Walking Dead. It's Merle. And then let's make this the previews like oh this really dark and like you have a flashlight and your crossbow and then zombies.
But
and then people don't.
The more then, things change, the more they stay the same.
It's game over. It's just a crossover. It's just game over.
Cow, but no, you're right. All they're doing is putting first person shooters out there to make quick bucks because they're just like bucks.
That's the only thing that seems to be selling.
That's what they think because
Skyrim was the highest selling game the year it came out.
I love that game.
That game was
came out a month year. Before the year ended, and then got Game of the Year.
Fuck yeah, that's man! I still, over. Dude. That's
but
a good
yeah,
game.
That's a really
that's
good,
the best game that year.
Like that's a really solid point that like shooters are like,
dominating
the game market to the point where in interviews Ken Levine has said like, yeah, I could definitely do much more interesting things. Like there are themes that I want to explore. I want to like push video games. But no one is going to buy it if I release, like, a fucking adventure game. Like, people are attracted to the shooter. So I made a first-person shooter. I made the cover look like it did intentionally just so that people are coming in and then I at least can do what I can in that, like, media.
Like, manipulate it in a way so it's...
Not a
straight up
like,
shooter.
You remember how a lot of people were bitching about how the cover to BioShock Infinite looks
yeah,
so like
because
Call
it's got
eyes.
It's got DeWitt and he's like that.
I thought it was saying
so,
like
people can't
like,
see that.
That they're making it seem
no,
like it
no,
like
that's
a pretty,
shotgun over
anybody
down,
who's
like,
seen
the,
yeah.
Anybody but, who's seen the cover to Infinite knows
I live under a rock.
Well then that's your fucking problem, bitch. But no, anybody they did the cover like that because everybody was bitching, oh it should have Columbia or like something really, and nobody would have. They would have looked at it and been like, "What the fuck is
this DLC?"
Yeah, like if the inside cover was the outside cover.
Yeah, which is what I have. I have the inside as the really cool back.
You do that for every game,
but yeah,
only when they have
only when there's only one that's cool. Like with
Infamous one.
Infamous is pretty cool.
You did that with
he's running away from the big bug thing.
No, he's fighting.
You did that with Resistance, and it looks a lot better. Than
yeah,
I did that with Mass Effect 3.
Has it?
Because
no,
fuck manship.
Oh yeah, it's got the girls on. It's got the girl on the other side.
I think
yeah,
I'm just gonna restart one
but
start
no.
two with a
okay.
girl this time.
Everyone's talking.
Like I was gonna say, there's an article, but I didn't read it.
Okay.
But it's saying that a developer, or like a high up at Sony, was saying like he didn't want. He was saying he doesn't want the PS4 to be just have first person shooter games.
Mm-hmm.
That's why like they have so many like indie games and shit like developers. And like, it's true because now when I think about it, I look at my game catalog, and
shooters.
More than 70% of those games are shooters. Look, you're like, Twitch is looking at
that's
you right now.
No, that's actually why I'm really proud of like my PS3 collection.
Yeah,
specifically the PS3 collection more than the Xbox.
Mine, I am actually in that category. I've got
a bunch of first FPSs.
Resistance 3, BioShock Infinite, Dishonored, Rage, Bulletstorm. Fucking well, Dead Space is there for some reason, but that's not my game.
God, I hate that fucking game.
Wait,
is it the first
I'm
one?
I'm gonna read out like.
Oh, the first one's great.
The general chunk of my PS3 games, because
listen, everybody,
I intentionally don't buy shooters. Like,
yeah.
Even if it's something I would enjoy, I bought into the Modern Warfare 2 multiplayer like several years ago, and Battlefield, and that's like it. But aside from that, my PS3 games are 3D Dot Game Heroes, Bayonetta, Rock Band, Darksiders, Dark Souls, you know, Dead Space, Eco and Shadow of the Colossus, Metal Gear Solid, Portal, Resident Evil, Street Fighter, Tekken, Uncharted, Valkyria Chronicles, Dragon's Dogma, Metal Gear Rising, Enslaved, XCOM.
I mean, right,
Slave is so good. And see, where me, I'm just now noticing this. BioShock, BioShock 2, Skyrim, Borderlands, Chronicles of Riddick.
Skyrim, though, isn't... I Fear. It's an FPS.
No, it's just in first person.
Oh, you're only labeling have to be the one that
I like playing that. No. I like playing the only labeling third person.
Take Skyrim out. BioShock, BioShock 2, Borderlands, Riddick, Fear, Condemned 2, Mirror's Edge.
Mirror's Edge is one of those super refreshing games.
Resistance 2, The Darkness.
Goddamn.
Terminator.
And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, action games dominate the market. And, like,
more puzzle games should be put out.
A lot of puzzle games.
Dude,
Catherine is on that bookshelf.
Yeah, Catherine is right there. It's just a...
Catherine was what? Really hard as PS3.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
It's on 360.
Well, then. I know, but I'd have to buy it. I was going to buy it the other day, too. The whole time we were looking at games, there were so many options of what I could have bought.
I was trying very long and hard not to buy Journey. Just so I could have a little step away from, like, standard...
Enlightenment games?
First shooter games. But I realize I'm going to buy Journey at some point anyway.
Yeah.
But I just realized
when I rented God of War Ascension, it came with all those demos on it. And... The, like, 5-15 minutes I played of Journey is so good.
Is it the same as the demo you got on the PS4? Or you don't know?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the same demo. Like, is this the beginning of the game?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. No, I played that. I downloaded the demo twice. Because, like, man, I should really buy this.
It's so...
But now I'm realizing something. 2 days ago, when we went to GameStop, when I pre-ordered The Last of Us.
That was 2 days ago, right?
Was it yesterday? No, yeah, it was the day before yesterday. I was at 3 different GameStops that day, and this is just going back to the whole first-person shooters dominate the market kind of thing. When we were at that first GameStop, I don't know if you were listening to the guys that were to the right of us, but they were asking about the Call of Duty maps, the zombie maps.
Wait, was this when you were with Orlando?
No, when we were at the one on next to where I work. The guys next to us, they were asking about the zombie maps, and like how much they were going to cost, and then like they didn't really care how much they cost. It was just like, how much does it cost so I can pull the money out of my wallet right now? And then later on, I was at another GameStop with another friend of ours, Orlando, and some other guy walked in and just said, "How much are the Call of Duty maps going to go for?" And then they were like, "Oh, I don't know, I'd have to check." And then he literally waited there. Huh?
$15.
Yeah.
No, 20 if it's a big enough pack.
They'll try to push it to 20.
They did that with packs before. I think one of them launched at 20.
For a Call of Duty?
Yeah.
And then I was at a third GameStop that night, and I went, and some guy literally just like didn't even go completely into the store, just popped his head in and said, "How much for the Call of Duty maps?" And then the
same guy all three times.
It wasn't.
He's fucking with this, right? He just has amnesia.
It wasn't. Why are you calling it like that?
He just
and so, yeah, you're right. It's dominating the market, and it really...
It's sad.
I think it's pitiful.
It's pitiful?
Because the wrong game is getting
it's sad. It depends, because some action games are good.
Yeah, but
the Uncharted games are fantastic.
God, Uncharted, so fucking
good. I still need to give those a chance.
Dude, what about Chains of Memories?
It's really easy to start with 2.
Anytime you're...
No.
Start from the bottom. Start from...
Yeah, dude, if you want to get a...
If you
want to
enjoy
games,
Uncharted, you
play
it
from the first one.
No. Well,
because... No, because like you can't... If you're, okay, if you're going to play...
That's exactly the same reaction I'm having.
Just play the second one and the third one if you want to play Uncharted. Because it's good.
Well, I started from the bottom, now I'm here, okay? That's you how I'm playing Lost Planet, that's how I'm going to play every series
don't,
game.
Don't do your Lost Planet experience, you're going to be so let down.
Dude, that game has choices I just haven't gotten to yet, but we'll get to that later.
Don't do the same mistake I did where I played Uncharted 2 first and then went back to Uncharted 1. Because it was like a step back.
Well, exactly. And
so play Uncharted 1 if you want to play the series. But if you want to play
Uncharted, I'd get the full...
Just make sure you play Chains of Olympus. That's the best one.
I don't feel like I'd get the full experience out of it if I just didn't play the whole series.
But you easily can, especially with the way Uncharted 2 is structured. Like, you jump into Uncharted 2 with the character, with some of the characters already established, but there's enough there via context that it's sort of like Indiana Jones movie where you know that these people have known each other for a really long time.
Does it give, like, enough backstory on them, though, so at the point where I'm just, like, where I'm just asking myself, why are they doing this? Why do they have this kind of connection?
Yeah, definitely.
Does it explain that, or would that have to be something that I would have to grasp from Uncharted 1?
There's a lot of dialogue along the lines of that scene in The Avengers. Well, all the back and forth in The Avengers between Hawkeye and Black Widow, where it's never fleshed out, it's but you know that they have a lot of history throughout the entire thing.
Yeah, well, they don't ever reference like what happens in the games.
Yeah,
like throughout, they will say stuff like, "Oh, you know, like that's consistent to like the series," but like, you know, what happens in one, they don't talk about it in two. What happens in two, which they should be talking about, doesn't they? Don't
so
talk about
it's
three.
Kind of, well, no, because Uncharted is a story in itself, and
yeah, but I was gonna Uncharted say, like, isn't say, a story is about things happening.
It's a movie.
No, Uncharted. The core of the Uncharted story is like these characters interacting through these events.
Uncharted 3 is fucking
fun. That's what I hear. I hear that. Yeah. Uncharted 3 is supposed to be the best.
Hold on. I want to ask her something.
Do that.
Just because we're on the topic of Naughty Dog. You saw that trailer to, that preview to The Last of Us.
Yeah.
And you're back on board, right?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't that I was never off board.
Not.
Yeah, I was never off board.
He was buying his ticket to get on board.
He was never overboard.
No, I was
always. He was in the waiting line.
The Last of Us is, to me, was always one of those, like, big games. This is going to be a good game, and I'm not gonna lie to myself about it. But
you're not gonna hate it because everybody else likes it. Like, that kind of deal.
No, it hasn't done something that sort of got me to sort of focus on it. But probably because I just passively kept up on, like, trailers and stuff. So I knew that it's going to be a third-person action game. But Surviving. The newest trailer completely fucking sold me on the game. Because what it's presenting the game is something completely different than what I was expecting it to be. Because the trailer is almost all, like,
story-based.
Yeah, well, not even story-based, because that's not what's really hooking me on it. It's more so, like, the structure of the world that they're showing.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you just, like, bored.
Oh, yeah. I yawned and said, oh, yeah, at the same time, and it sounded like I came, and I did a little, because of the world. The world is fucking beautiful, and the way that they, well, I'm not sure if you meant the world the same way that I'm about to describe the world, but I was talking about, like, the actual city.
Oh, no, like, when I...
You mean, like, the outlay of everything?
Yeah, like, I meant as a game design, like, geometry-wise and sort of, like, approach, like, gameplay approach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really impressed by what they're showing, and I'm hoping that it's not all, like, just cosmetically there, or, like, these are big open areas that you just
but
sort
you
of, like,
can only
go
explore
through
here.
Once. Because the trailer sort of has me thinking that there's going to be a lot of, like, social interaction in the game, because there's a lot of this, like, Times Square-ish looking area that there are soldiers running about doing their business, and there's all the survivors. And it seems like a really dynamic and open place, and I was expecting giant, like, areas that were mostly empty for the most part, except for enemies.
Mm.
And the trailer showed almost none of that. That has me excited.
And what it did show was fucking brutal.
The other day I was reading from another podcasting network thing.
No, just another podcast
network.
From the internet.
And, what I was reading is that they were thinking about it a lot in an I Am Alive kind of way, which is pretty much what it's gonna be. It has that same feel where, like, you remember when I was playing through I Am Alive, and I would get three bullets in a gun, and I'd be like, oh my god, these three bullets are my life. And the way that's also gonna be implemented into there, not as heavily as, like, you only have, like, this one bullet, and then there's three enemies, how do you kill them? But like
in the chamber, every time you kill him, oh god, I almost popped off a word that I want to probably regret. Every time you kill someone, automatic reload.
Well, that and I mean,
just start knifing.
What you were saying, it's not like a linear thing because in I Am Alive, there was different times in the day and there was different points in like time that you were accessing these places, but you can still go back to them. That's also going to be part of how the levels and like the environment set up. I Am Alive was an open world, but it had enough. It let you be free long enough mm-hmm. to be like, get to this place. Here you go.
Yeah, like what I'm excited about in what they showed in that new I Am Alive, no, Last of Us trailer, is it reminded me sort of the beginnings of Half-Life 2. Where, mm-hmm. like, everything hasn't gone to shit yet, so you're just, you're in the city, and
everything looks there are
people,
normal. Still
there are people around, and you're just sort of, like, going through it, but you could tell that it's very lived in, it's very alive.
And that city that you're referencing with the soldiers in it, that's like, well, I don't know if you care or you want to know or anything, but in the story, what it is, it's the last heavily kind of populated like survival place that they have left, which is just like a blocked off section of the city, and that's where the story starts off. I don't know if you're going to be going back there, but I know that's where it starts off, where you, Joel, they tell you need to get this package over here, and the package is Ellen Page, and you have to get Ellen Page.
Is Ellen Page is Ellie.
And Nathan Drake is Joel. And you have
Dude,
to just...
Nathan, what are you doing, Nate?
No! The
meet Tomb Raider along the way.
This isn't Dark Void.
But
well, the voice by Nolan Lawson.
Everything that I've read...
Dark Void was literally... What if Nathan Drake was friends shoot. With Lara Croft and they found jetpacks in the Bermuda Triangle?
Why did that game not do good?
I don't know. It was really fun.
So I'm just really looking forward to having my premium edition of
Last of Us. We're all looking forward to Last of Us.
Yeah, I'm hoping The Last of Us sort of is channeling some Half-Life.
Yeah,
like just in the way the story is told and the way everything is.
What got me hooked on that?
Why don't they just make a game that every character is Ellen Page?
Beyond.
But they just call it the Page Master.
Is that animated movie from the 90s?
But Ellen Page isn't relevant in that movie like she should be.
What got me hooked into that game was like
is Ellen Page?
In E3. No.
That's what got me hooked into that game.
Last year when they showed the demo where it showed like him like the different routes to take to take down the enemies inside that, like, building and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That was dope. And then, like, I saw this trailer where, like, that guy swings a machete into that guy's face, and he's, like, pulls down, and the guy's just, like, he's, like, in shock, and then he cuts the guy's head off right in front of Joel, and Joel's just, like, he just shit his pants. He's, like, ah! I would have cried. I would have been, like, oh, God,
I like games that give you more than one option to approach an enemy.
Dishonored?
Especially Dishonored.
Fear?
Fuck you! There was one round.
That's the concept that I loved about Dishonored. I can't say that's what I loved about Dishonored because I played it.
Is that what you're looking for in Lost Planet? Because you're never going to fucking find it.
I know. But there will be a choice in which either I save
but
the
in
world
Lost Planet, you can look forward to a really cool boss fights.
Yeah.
That I did. I beat Lost Planet.
The first
Remember?
One already?
No, I didn't. I beat the first chapter. It just felt like I passed the game. That boss fight was intense. I mean, there was environmental effects happening while you're trying to just concentrate. Like, you can't just concentrate on one specific element in the battle.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that later.
Yeah, well, that's not actually what has me pretty excited for Bayonetta 2. In that one, like, the only thing that's come out besides the teaser trailer is this, like, design doc. Where the developers are talking about the game. And there is... Well, essentially,
What the fuck?
Or I could edit out all the silence. It's cool.
You mean these little gaps of space that have nothing to do with anything?
Well, even like the voices in between. I could go from silence to silence.
Or like what's going on right now.
Alright guys, you're breaking the fourth wall. Stop. I had the listeners by like...
The Fourth Kind was such a good movie.
Dude!
Speaking of fourth things,
yes. There's four of us, actually.
Fuck you, I was talking about Bayonetta. No, I just wanted to say really quick.
Let's talk about Bayonetta 2 on the PS4.
Oh, shit.
Those are all just rumors, right?
Dude, I hope continue.
Yeah, but... No, apparently what they're keeping in mind designing Bayonetta 2 is the first level starts off at the intensity that was the last level of Bayonetta.
My god.
And then it just keeps on ramping up from there. Like, they want every boss encounter to feel like a final boss.
Yeah, fucking make out with a black hole and do something else. It's gonna be crazy.
Make out with a black hole.
Shove a missile up to, like, a coconut and then throw it at a monkey or something. I don't know.
What else?
Gorilla Sun or something.
I always thought that fucking Church Dragon was pretty close to being a final boss.
Oh, no, that Church Dragon is tiny.
Church Dragon is fucking awesome.
Dude, that one boss that had like the tentacle arms that shot shit at you, and then you had to fight it again.
That one boss fight that you're fighting out in the middle of the ocean, and the entire thing really is happening in the span of like a split second.
Yeah. My god, that game. Yeah, it was in Platinum Games, right?
Yeah, Platinum Games.
Crazy. I tell you right now.
Oh, yeah, I beat Metal Gear Solid Rising. That game is good.
Let's go to that real quick.
Yeah. For as bored as I was, like, playing God of War...
Just fuck your shit, Michael.
No. Okay, no, just because, like, I love that genre of game, but, like, I was sort of wondering if maybe I... Well... Not hack and slash, so
yeah,
much as character action.
Yeah, because
Lollipop
Games already exists.
Yeah.
Okay, wait,
I don't know.
Not hack and slash, well, like, what was...
Well, no, like, I really like that genre of game, the, like, period. But, maybe, I felt like I was getting bored of it because, like, God of War is, like, staple of the genre, right? But going through it, like... There was nothing that really encouraged me to want to finish the game, so that's why I was really hesitant on buying Rising for the longest time, and I haven't even played the new Devil May Cry. But I decided fuck it and bought Metal Gear Solid Rising, and I think what's gotten me back on board the whole genre is that game is super satisfying to play. Like, Blade Mode is the most satisfying thing in the whole action game, hack and slash, character action genre, in probably a really long time. It's more satisfying than pulling off a perfect counter. I feel it's more satisfying than, like, dodging into witch time, or, like, being untouched.
That was so hard for me to do.
Yeah. No, but...
Cut things into molecules.
Yeah, like, you have a sword, and it works exactly like you would expect a sword being wielded by a cyber ninja to work. You get a guy with his guard down, and you just cut him to pieces.
There is nothing. Yeah. There isn't even mist.
In fact, there was a point in the game where I chopped up a room until I maxed out the number of pieces like the game could count.
Wow. Oh, that's right, huh?
Yeah.
He didn't get to 10,000, dude. Nah, he's a bitch.
Because it all started very simply with him slashing up a bookshelf, and then I was just like, I don't know, man. 300 pieces seems really far away.
And then he got to like 380. That one bookshelf.
He got to like 308, and I was like, I don't know, dude. 500 seems to be pretty far away. That went on until about...
Until it got to 10,000.
Until it got to 9,999.
Right, well, Rick
I did not
and I at
up.
The same time just... 10,000 seems like a really far goal.
And then he couldn't
and
get
it
to,
was.
And
then
well, even though in reality I got to
in
well
reality,
above 10,000.
He got to about 13,000.
But it just stops counting at 9,999 like pieces.
Because the game cannot handle that things have been cut.
And even besides that really satisfying cutting mechanic, there's a really solid like combo system. And
the different weapons that you get, they all work really differently, and there's super different applications for all of them. You unlock this one sort of like throwing dart weapon, which is electrified, so even though it seems, it works really weird, like you're literally just tossing out a roped dart that moves kind of slowly and only in a straight line, and that's like its only attack. But at the same time, like, that's a stun. So, like, you throw it out, you stun a guy, and then you work around it. The first weapon you unlock is a lance that is a whole bunch of hands holding on to each other, and then the last two hands are holding on to knives. And then the thing becomes super flexible and works in really weird ways.
That was really cool.
Well, I really didn't want to accept when it... What was it called?
Like, the polearm.
The polearm?
The pole arm is a pole made of arms. It's
legitimately arms. When I saw that, it enraged me.
I saw when he got it. It was pretty cool.
Oh, boss fights.
He got it from some, like, 20-armed lady.
Yeah. The boss fights in this game are really cool. Was it Laughing Octopus? And I think you would fucking, like, dig the soundtrack. Yeah. It's... It works great. Like, it's so situational, and at some points it almost feels kind of ridiculous, but there's a point where Metal Gear Rising embraces the insanity of Metal Gear to, like, extreme anime levels.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Like, that one boss I was fighting that could separate himself into pieces ridiculous. To counter...
What was his name?
His name was Monsoon.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. It just got ridiculous to that point where you had to wait until he structured himself in a way that you could actually cut him. Because even in Blade Mode, where Raiden's moving at extreme speeds, he's still able to fluidly separate his body. And it's not just spamming certain parts of it that where you're still cutting the other bits and you're like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. He legitimately separates parts that would be cut in that motion. It was beautiful. Like, if you're cutting across his body... He separates this part out so that the blade would just go right through. And it really makes a lot of sense. That is really what I enjoyed about that moment.
Yeah, so, like, a lot of fighting him is countering his attacks so you could get him while he's, like, stunned.
Mm.
A lot of the attacks are really interesting. My favorite combo in the game is this one that leads Raiden into this spinning motion on the floor.
Breakdancing while cutting legs off.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And, like, you still have control of him, so while he's, like, on his back doing a whole bunch of 360s with, like, his sword sticking out, yeah, I'm, like, rolling around the arena getting a whole bunch of people. It's so good.
I know. I remember he tried for, like, a good 10 minutes to figure out how he did it. Because he did it once by accident, it was like... Like, the squeal that came out of him of excitement, I can't begin to do it again. Yeah. Like, these three lights, let's break. And then afterwards he got really quiet and he sat there and he was like, oh, damn it, how to do it?
Yeah, this is definitely one of those games with enough depth for you to just sit around and fuck with the attacks for a while until you figure out
what does what.
Yeah. And you played a pretty solid section of it.
You know what I really fucking hated about that game?
Do you remember any of what you played?
Yeah. I remember cutting things.
You did jump in at a really awkward point. Like,
I jumped in right after the Monsoon fight.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's one of those games that's structured in a way that assumes that you've been learning how to play as it progresses, so everyone is just naturally getting more aggressive, and there are just way tougher enemies. So he started playing, like, pretty late in the game.
I was just playing with boxes.
Yeah.
That's all I was trying to
do. Hated about that game? George. Fucking George.
George?
Isn't that his name?
Ooh. Who is George?
The little kid?
You mean,
Doctor?
No. Yeah, that kid is annoying. But, I don't know, just like any Metal Gear Solid game, though, it has these moments of, like... pure Japanesey awkwardness, and I'm just sort of there watching the TV in disbelief of the shit that's going on.
Like
when he's in
this
Mexico.
Guard is sitting down.
He was Mexican.
Oh, yeah.
But go back to the guard.
Oh yeah, this. So there's a guard like sitting at his post, and this is all in cutscene though, like reading like a softcore hentai mag, and I'm like, really, really, and like intentionally the camera gets like super close up on this like lolly anime chick with like bikini armor or whatever the fuck, and it's like super high res too, surprisingly.
They put all focus into that one moment.
Yeah, and then
I made an entire engine just to support that.
And the cutscene continues, and at the end of the cutscene, Coward just decides to pan back to that guard, and he's just there like, okay, that happened, keep on with my mag.
Can you cut the magazine in pieces in front of him?
That'd be pretty good.
Christ.
I cut a lot of things into pieces.
But yeah, there was that
cut
one
helicopters
part
into pieces.
Where he was like, you have to go into the sewers in Mexico. So he decides to try and blend in by putting on a sombrero and a poncho.
Right he in. Was... No, right in him!
Oh, what? Like, in person?
No.
Although Twitch that is pretty played good. This game in a sombrero and a poncho because he is that into the characters. No, in, like, right in.
Yeah, he's walking around.
But he's, like, all cyborg and shit.
Yes. You can still see his arms and his cyborg legs.
Like,
and his
he looks exactly the same, but he's wearing a giant sombrero.
He's walking through the city trying to be non-noticeable, and when you're walking around like that, when everybody else is this gray, dimmed character, and you see that, it is really hard to be nonchalant in a city.
At the same time, these crazy, intense boss fights, it's just kind of satisfying for me to, at the same time, be channeling some Clint Eastwood.
Also, talk about development of, like, the character, because that moment in which you did fight Monsoon, how... It was like exactly like you said. Raiden was just kind of beat. He didn't want to do what he had been doing.
Yeah, it was really interesting. You get to this point in the game where like Raiden literally gets tired of killing people. Like he had just sort of been going through the motions, like level to level. And then one of the game's main bosses starts talking to you in a cutscene and gets Raiden to realize that the entire time, sure, he's been cutting up cyborgs, but, like, these cyborgs are still a part people. Like, they're just as human as he is, just as human as anyone else is. And for the longest time, for the longest time after that, when controlling Raiden, he doesn't even want to fight, he just, like, half-heartedly tosses his sword forward, and the only thing you could really do is, like, hold it out to block. But and these cops are being assholes, so you sort of have to stealth through that level.
Yeah.
But at the end, Raiden comes to this realization where he embraces the, like, bloodlust, but I guess in order to justify it to himself, he has like his equivalent of like the Kodak gang to shut off like all the suppressors in the suit so that he feels everything. And this is a guy who like has gotten limbs cut off and is always getting stabbed and shit. So like he gets stabbed through the chest, and in order to be reinvigorated to want to be encouraged to fight again, he wants to be feeling just as much pain as everyone else. Mm. And that's when you unlock Ripper mode, which is essentially like destroy everything mode. Yeah,
it's just, I'm gonna fuck you in the ass mode.
Yeah.
So like,
And you proceed to chop up helicopters.
So like when you play Evil Line.
Helicopters.
When you play what?
When you play as a bad guy in Infamous, you won't have anything to worry about.
Mm. I want to say yeah, everything. But to the extent that it's like Black Lightning all the time. It is that destructive power that he's feeling. He is Grey Fox.
Yeah, like, that cutscene.
Isn't that a bonus cutscene?
Yeah. Only if you pre-ordered.
The game was supposed to be about him, wasn't it? Grey Fox?
I think at, like, a really early state it was. But that game was a lot of things before they gave it to Platinum.
Hurt me, Snake. Hurt me, please.
What else?
Yeah.
What else are we talking about?
In fact, if you want to, like, I'll lend you that game. It is really cool. It's super short, but it's also, like, the kind of game that I know I'm going to replay a whole bunch of times.
Dude,
because
Michael, you're lucky he hasn't even lent me.
What? All of those games are always open for you to play.
I know.
You guys live together.
I know.
Just being Ricky.
Just reminding everyone those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I don't want to feel like I've been quiet.
What else? What else are we talking about? What else we got?
I actually heard a complaint about someone like that they were disappointed that Infinite didn't have multiplayer.
I'm glad.
I didn't enjoy
BioShock 2's multiplayer enough to it should carry on.
This was a complaint. We were talking about it. I'm not going to disclose the name because I'll tell you later after the show.
It doesn't matter.
That, like, we were talking, and he was like, I like the game, but I haven't beaten it, and I haven't played it yet. And I'm like, I haven't played it enough. Hold on.
I haven't
and I was like,
it and I haven't played
I was like,
it.
And, I hate and, the game. And I was like, no, he didn't say that. And I was like,
oh,
well. No, like, I was saying, yeah, he told me in Georgia, I was like, yeah, it feels like it's incomplete.
The audience doesn't know who George is. He's a 1%.
Continue.
Yeah.
So it was incomplete, and I was like, "How is it incomplete? They didn't say that they were gonna put multiplayer into it. They never once." Kenny was like, "This is gonna be infinite, you know, all that crap," and then
that
multiplayer.
Was a solid block of noise.
Whoops!
Oh shit!
I guess I'll
just a stock.
You should just edit that out, and then like
keep that in. That is pure emotion.
Yep.
Sincerity. Okay, you're just gonna get a bat and hit the mic. He said that, and he was saying that he loved it in BioShock 2. That
the multiplayer?
That it was such a good, like, inclusion. Seriously, I'm like,
God, Alex is dumb.
I like that you immediately got it. So yeah, it's Alex. And I was like, that doesn't make sense. And then, like, later on, we were playing the trials, like, the co-op for God of War. And it was like, dude, let's play multiplayer. I was like, no, I don't feel like we should play God of War. It's like, it didn't need it. And I was like, how contradicting can you possibly be right now?
You're like, I don't know.
Well, considering,
I'm gonna just,
hold on,
did
no,
God
this,
of War
this
have
is, no, but hold on, hold on.
To
no, yeah, it didn't help. But this is what I'm saying. I told him, so you're saying that a good game that has a really good multiplayer, you're not gonna play it. You think it didn't need it. Even though neither of them suffered by both of them existing. And he's like, yeah. Like, that. How could you say that if BioShock 1 didn't need multiplayer, BioShock 2 got multiplayer?
Because it had already been introduced.
Michael. Concept.
No, there is a bigger argument there. Like, just due to the fact that video games are projects that teams of people work on, the more you include, the less time you're going to have to give attention to different things. So,
but this guy.
So he's basically going with the same concept that Resident Evil wants to go on now. Because Resident Evil 5 had two characters, now it seems that Resident Evil in general has to have two characters.
Yeah,
it's not that, but because BioShock 2 had multiplayer. That means that now BioShock Infinite has to have multiplayer, just because Resident Evil 5 had double playable characters. Means that now every Resident Evil has to have double playable characters. I don't think so.
But like, what gets me is
I don't think BioShock 2 ever needed. Well, I don't think BioShock as a series ever needed multiplayer.
It was fun that BioShock 2 had that little.
I'm not sure how inclusive like multiplayer really is to the whole experience, especially when
like
people don't play
for,
BioShock
replayability.
Because they want to play. A first-person shooter.
Yeah, it's like
it's more for the experience.
It's like saying people don't play Call of Duty
for the yellows.
Yeah, like people play Call of Duty because they want to play a shooter.
Uh-huh.
I play Call of Duty because I like to play with people.
Yeah, I'm sure you like to
that.
Play
is
people.
Actually the strongest argument above any. People don't play Call of Duty because they like shooters. Like people play Call of Duty because
they
like
playing
with
other
people.
There's no.
But that's what bothered me.
That it's progressed to that.
It bothered me that he said that he's like, I just feel like it's incomplete. Like, incomplete, you haven't even beat the game yet. Dude, me and George were talking about like the endings, but like the endings.
You're going off.
And we couldn't even say. But this is in generality. I know how Alex is. People who know us, yeah, they know how he is.
Nobody here really knows how. Well, I mean, you don't know Alex. He's a fucking asshole.
He's got a very.
He's like
precise very picky. Lookout on games. To be honest, he's not as open minded.
He's extremely biased.
Extremely,
which is why the fact that you're taking his opinion into like
no, but that worries me because I like no, I'm pretty sure other people
no yeah people, and those people are that. Also just as narrow minded because they're
it's just
they're
the fact just, that you have to respect every opinion, you know.
No, if you, not if it's in
well
dumbass,
but yeah, like that is true. I've seen a lot of like preconceptions about BioShock Infinite, like when you went to go pick up the game, the manager of the GameStop was actually kind of disgusting at the fact that there was going to be single-player DLC. Like, he just automatically figured, oh, fuck, like, there's going to be a BioShock game. BioShock's all about single... It's all about the narrative. But, like, there's probably going to be some shit that they intentionally kept out so they could sell it to us. But I'm pretty sure if he's played to the end of the game, he feels that that's a pretty complete story.
He yeah. hasn't, though. Like he
no,
is,
like I'm
he,
talking
no,
about
no, the, no, the oh, guy, the guy at the GameStop that we went to go get.
Well, was, yeah, in fact, like I'm actually really excited about what the single player content can be at this point.
Yeah,
for Infinite?
The DLC for Infinite. Yeah, I'm waiting for it.
Oh hey,
well, Minerva's Den for BioShock 2 was a complete one? Was it would had nothing to do with story. It
was I never played Minerva's
No, Den. Actually, I've listened to like people talking about Minerva's Den after Infinite. Still, like, pretty competently adamant that they think Minerva's Den is not only the best gameplay experience of BioShock 1, 2, and Infinite, but also, like, the most satisfying narrative.
That's what I heard, too.
Yeah, I've been
hearing that. Even though you got this new game that invoked so many emotions into you, and just to have to go back to talk about add-on... Not part of the original story add-on that was strong.
The only reason I never played Minerva's Den was because they fucked me over the same way that they did with BioShock Infinite. I should get more. I should wise up and not pre-order any more BioShock games. Get it? Because there won't be any more. But when I pre-ordered BioShock 2, and they were like, "Oh, well, you get these two skins for multiplayer," and I was like, "I don't really care." And then they're like, and if you pay the extra $10, you get Minerva's Den, like already paid for before it comes out.
I thought, but didn't Minerva's Den come out like a year and a half after the game came out?
Yeah, it was announced.
It was a late bloomer
because it didn't have. They did offer me some kind of fucking special, and then I was like, oh yeah, okay, I guess if it's BioShock, I need to have it. I was in that like
BioShock
is life.
BioShock is God game. Phase thing, and then like I paid the extra, and then I didn't even get the fucking downloadable costumes. So I've never gone to that Bassett fucking GameStop, and then now I'm just gonna like next time I do go in there, I'm just gonna be like, hey, what's up? Blast them right in the head with the fucking
God shotgun. Damn it! That was really spike. Loud.
Oh man, that was. But
that I don't know, man. Like I didn't bring that. I just felt like I had to say that to someone.
That's a piece of shit.
I could listen to people talk about BioShock Infinite for such a long time.
But, like, I'm just saying, man.
I
could
talk about BioShock Infinite for such a long time.
Like, I'm pretty sure that.
Right now,
I'm pretty sure that if God of War didn't have a multiplayer, you would still have Ascension the way it is. Because literally, they had two teams on it. And, like.
Oh, Santa Monica, that's don't fuck the case, around. Yeah.
But.
I don't know. I feel
hell,
like
maybe
I feel like there's no point in me
a Vita game,
huh?
I feel like if they never announced multiplayer, Ascension could have been like the first God of War on the Vita.
Probably was.
And oh my god, I had like a revelation because that probably was could have.
Yeah,
it was probably.
It definitely feels like it too.
Yeah, it feels like it could be. It doesn't feel like it doesn't seem like it was going to, but it feels like it could have been. And then God of War 4 could have been like Son of Zeus 2.
I'm still honestly presently surprised seven. That there hasn't been a PS4 announcement of a God of War game yet.
Oh, E3, dude. I mean, and even if they don't, there will be soon.
What if the next God of War thing comes out and, like, they've changed the camera perspective?
Oh, God.
So it's a first-person shooter.
No, like I said that as something to like look forward to, but it takes like time. You love God of War, and then
if like, you camera, instant... I would be fucking amazed because there's times where like I want to see the beauty that is like around me, but like I can't.
Okay, but like just on a gameplay level, if the camera was like that much closer and it was,
oh, it would be better.
Yeah,
because I'd be close. Like imagine God of War 3 was like. You could see a little bit, like, more, like, clearly what see you're ripping every apart.
Ash yeah. on Kratos' head.
Oh. Like, they're getting it. Like, I was gonna say,
Oh, fuck, I forgot what I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Alright, awkward. No, playing G-O-W makes you want to be a P-O-W?
Yeah. Dude, Mark's penis?
Yeah! This is happening.
One day this is going to happen.
One day.
Probably after, next week. Soon after we crack, get a solid yeah. weekend of Crackdown.
Wait, how loud was that high five?
It like reverberated a little.
It wasn't as loud as my...
Or my outburst. Emotional slams to the table.
What else do we have to talk about? Because I'm pretty sure we're getting kind of close to like an hour.
Yeah, I mean there's a lot I could talk about, but because I've been playing a lot of games and not finishing them, I don't have like a...
I had a failed section in from the last time we recorded. It was called Michael's Trophy Corner. I was like, man, I'm going to get so much shit from this guy right here.
Oh my god, is that going to be a new skit? Michael's Trophy Corner, where you just talk about all the new trophies you got?
Yeah, that's exactly what it's going to be.
Let's really? Do it. Okay, here we go. This is Michael's Trophy Corner.
I got three new
transitions.
Oh, you put that in there.
In the background.
Yeah. Transitional.
Put some feel in there, bro. but I mean, it needs to work because I need you guys to like put input too. I can't just be like, oh,
it's this Michael's movie. Trophy corner.
Okay.
With guests.
I think I could up, well, not necessarily not up, but challenge your trophy acquiring. I've been acquiring trophies double because I've been playing Guacamelee on the PS3, then getting trophies. And then I'm playing it on the
A unified Vita. List, though?
Yeah, it's a unified uh-huh. list, but, like, they're still unlocking at, like, different times.
For both. Oh, okay. Damn it. So you're getting the ping twice?
Yeah, I'm getting the ping twice.
The ping is what matters.
There's always ping. A ping. It's ping.
Ping.
No, it's ping.
Ping?
P-E-N-G.
Ping?
No.
Ping?
In Dead Space.
Ping?
What are you guys getting?
Oh, the ping treasure.
Yeah.
You guys
should go for, like, 5,000. Continue.
I earned a...
Ping? Ping ping?
The most recent one was the... Ping, well, God of War 3.
Or did I say it in China?
Ascension. Ping, but the ping. One that like, I think could matter to all you guys is Far Cry 3. I platinum that thing.
Platinum. Okay.
Okay. I am that type of person.
Dude, I can't wait for
and Far I was Cry. Gonna, and I was going to get all the treasures and shit, because you know there's like 120. But there's no incentive.
Okay,
you don't have to get platinum.
No, you only have to get 60. Oh. But there's no incentive, like after 60, to get the rest, because like you don't get another weapon or a new recipe or anything.
I just want to say this out real quick. Actually a dragon in Blood Dragon, and I know that.
Well, it looks pretty cool. Huh?
Just in general, Far Cry Blood Dragon looks.
It was like a velocity raptor.
It looks it fucking cool.
That tiger that attacks you, it looks like it's an alien. Get it off of me.
It doesn't, it's not awesome or like amazing. It's cool.
It's
in the sense of back in the 80s when it started. That's cool.
I get when neon was the like hip it, shit.
That shit's gnarly, man.
It's the same kind of cool that Saints Row the Third is.
I don't know why I get it.
Oh, God, yeah.
I get
like, hey, this is a video game. I'm not sure if you guys knew this, but, like, video games, when they're trying to be cool, are fucking stupid. Dude. And we know that.
So we know what cool is.
Don't worry.
We know that.
We're going to bring the stupid, and we're going to force it so hard.
They did. Yeah. But they did it so well.
There's a drug.
You can never be upset. With the real
Grand Theft Auto T-Rex. Yeah, the dragon did look like that thing from
Fallout. Oh my god.
New Vegas just came to
life. I actually went back to Saints Row the Third the other day, like just finishing up some of the DLC. Mm-hmm. This one DLC quest line that you get is so fucking satisfying. Like what you get out of it, it's essentially a preview to Saints Row 4. Mm-hmm. Because the last mission
you gain fucking superpowers. So you're flash running through the city, and you could punch cars, and a single hit will blow them up. And the grenade is a Hadouken.
What the fuck?
It's so good. God. And the this way you're able to just, like, fuck with it is so great. As, the world map is, like, pretty close to something like in Grand Theft Auto 4, where it's a whole bunch of islands. But what I was doing is, my objective marker was, like, on another island. Mm-hmm. And I was like, huh, this, like, ravine here doesn't seem too far. I'll jump in half, and, like, even if I land in the water, like, halfway in between, I'll just do what I always do and, like, warp to shore on the other side. Mm-hmm. Oh, I fucking was flash running, and then, like, I took a curve through, like, a backyard and jumped across, like, a river. I hit the other side, and I just kept running, and I'm like, I put the controller down because I couldn't believe how awesome that was.
How far Freddie Mercury can fly. Oh my
God. Damn.
It was so good. Yeah, and like, you know how in Saints Row the Third, when you're like falling, you do that?
Yeah.
Like, he literally started doing that like at the end of the jump, and I was like, oh my God, I'm not gonna make it. So I like deployed my parachute, and he just like rolled out of it and got to the other side. And I'm like, oh, it's so good.
Damn.
That had to be the best feeling ever.
It was. Like, I literally couldn't believe that that was in there, and I couldn't believe that I never realized that this was in there.
Looking good, man.
Oh, no.
Yep. Like, I think it almost topped the crazy moment that happens in the game where you're, like, in the Tron world.
Oh, you told
my
me?
God, that fucking God, Tron yeah. world.
Yeah, you told me that was fucking...
I was gone for a little bit, but I know exactly what he's talking about. Yeah. Nope. When you're a toilet?
Yeah.
Yes.
But no, what I was talking about right now is there's a mission that's a DLC that like came with my version of the game where in the last section you get superpowers.
Yeah, I was listening to that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so good.
There we go.
So yeah, Saints Row the Third. That game is kind of old now, but go back to it. It's so good.
Oh, yeah. That game is always going to be fun.
Everyone doesn't matter how old you are. I thought you were going to say that game is always going to be old.
And, old games are going to be old. Good.
No?
And
what?
And 4 is looking... Well, 4 is looking better because it's pushing the superpowers. You can jump, like, across the city.
Just go play games, guys. Just go play everything. Go play Far Cry 3.
No, don't play Far Cry 3. Just wait a couple weeks to play Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon.
Yeah, exactly. There's really no point to.
It's, well, there might, like...
Well, if you want...
Far Cry 3...
I mean, if you don't want it to have that...
No, but
getting out of hand feel.
It's standalone, so, like, Blood Dragon might come out and be, like, linear.
Oh, that's true. Fuck, why didn't anybody think of that? Why'd you trade in Far Cry 3?
He traded in Far Cry 3?
For The Last of Us, though.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter, though.
It would
be so beautiful to have Far Cry 3, Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon on the same shelf and just be like,
isn't it a standalone, like, download?
Yeah, it's,
There's nothing, like, nothing is the same.
No, I was gonna say, it's like, I don't feel bad because I accidentally used the...
Your ideas are bad and you should feel bad.
I used the online pass, even though I didn't, because I thought I needed it for the platinum and I didn't. I was like, oh.
Fuck. YOLO.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, fuck it, fish.
That's the motto.
Fuck it, shit happens. Yeah. and then it turns...
Hashtag
and then
YOLO, hashtag fish.
Swag daddy. And then it turns out that he fucking... I'm good then.
Man, that's Gucci, man. I'm so happy with how this is turning out. This is the greatest podcast ever.
Yeah, I think it's missing a shooting James, shooting Michael in the leg.
Shooting James, Twitch, and Michael in the leg.
No, except those first two.
Alone and with the magic bullets.
Freeze, nigga.
Oh, dude, James had to censor himself.
Oh, come on. I limited myself in saying that word. I'm trying not to...
Twitch can edit that.
Because I remember that one podcast where I wasn't saying anything for a while, and then the one word I threw in was that G word.
That was fucking awesome. It's like, and then that fucking Gucci just came up and stabbed him? And then everyone just like,
Jesus,
what?
Christ, I got away quickly.
Oh, we have to cut off this whole
segment. All right, are we getting there?
I think we're done for
today. Yeah, I think we're done.
Guys, does anybody have anything else to throw in?
No, but the next time we cast will be sometime in the next week. And by then, I'll have gotten a little bit further into Skyrim. So I can talk about some further
easy antics. More things.
I'll be able to talk about
more. I would say Melee is really satisfying.
Or the build-up towards the end was good. But the ending, the battle with Kalakas,
or... Hey, guys. I understand Persona 4 now.
Like, I was like, hey guys, I started playing Dead Space 2. Cause
fuck that game!
Because James told me
we're going to have Crackdown stories.
They're going to have Crackdown stories? We have to have our zombie stories.
Okay.
They just won't be as cool.
How about next?
Can you blow up the city? Can you blow up your friends? Can you blow up your friends
with
the city? I mean, your city with the friends? I mean,
did you show him the box?
Huh? I showed Ricky the box.
How about next time we have a memory corner where we just
talk about... I feel like my hand was just cracked
precious
down.
Memories of zombies. Okay. We talk about how you got raped by dogs when you weren't getting raped by dogs.
Oh, I got raped by dogs so hard.
All right, does anybody else have anything last thing to throw in other than what we just threw in?
Injustice is cool.
Yeah, Injustice was good.
Injustice is pretty cool. I was even thinking about buying it, and I don't like Mortal Kombat.
Thumbs up to Injustice.
Buy Mortal Kombat 2, fuck it.
Yeah, it's like
not. I mean,
$10 now.
You know, literally.
Yeah, it is. It's ridiculous low price. Thumbs up to Injustice.
Support PS3.
Thumbs up to Guacamelee.
Well, I don't know. How's the...
Thumbs up to Revengeance.
I don't even know if you would have tried it, but... Did anyone play online?
What?
Injustice.
No. I was literally saving.
Play Mortal Kombat online.
For eventually sometime. Hopefully it's not so long. That's bullshit.
Like it's still fucking broken. Like, we are unable to play together online.
I don't think we can even play right now. Because of me.
What?
If we were to play Mortal Kombat right now, I think I would be
no, but like out of this house. Just connection wise.
Oh yeah, connection wise.
Like we were never able to get a match going, no matter how hard we tried.
Even though I exit out. And you play a game,
and then I play a separate game. We're like, okay, our connections are pretty good. Let's play with each other. Nope. We can't get a match.
Gay
homos.
Dick, 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 dick.
I'm sure you guys like playing with each other. You fergans. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in.
The show note show.
Bye, Guacamelee. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Bye, Guacamelee.
God damn it, who typed the question mark in the teleprompter?
For the last
Bye, Guacamelee. Don't listen to them, Bye, Guacamelee.
Bye, Guacamelee. Bye, Injustice.